Father, as we come before you this morning, we ask you to open our hearts to your word. May it reach into our souls, Father, and may we be changed for eternity. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk this morning for a little bit on relationships. Something we all know something about. What do you think makes a good marriage? Any answers?
Space.
Space? Sorry?
Commitment?
Yes. Love?
Kindness?
Understanding?
Patience?
Communication. That's the one I wanted to hear, actually. Communication. All those things go together to make a strong marriage. Now, I was married for 2 days short of 42 years, and we built our marriage on what we call the four C's. Christ, commitment, communication, and compromise. And it was a pretty solid marriage. But I want to also look at our relationship with God, particularly in regard to communication. Now, if you talk to your husband or wife once a week and say, "Can you make dinner today?" or "Thank you for being my wife. Thank you for being my husband." Do you think that's communication? Or if you do it once a day, do you think that's communication? I think communication goes a lot deeper than that. It's relationship. And without a solid relationship in a marriage, you end up with breakdown. Now, without a solid relationship in God, built on communication, you end up with breakdown. How many of us come to church on Sunday and that's our relationship with God? Or we might say prayers at night or in the morning. And that's our relationship with God. Our relationship with God is, "Give me. Do this for me. Do that for me." That's not relationship. Relationship is listening. Communication is listening and understanding what the other one is saying. Samuel was trained from a very early age to listen to God. He was committed to God and dedicated to God before his conception. Then he was taken to the temple to be brought up in the temple under the teaching of Eli. And whilst still a young person, God called him Samuel. And the word says a word from the Lord was rare in those days. Here's the priest, Eli, and he's not hearing from God either. And he's leading the people. Anyway, God called Samuel. And Samuel got up and ran to Eli and said, "You called me." "No, I didn't." Second time, God called Samuel. And he ran to Eli and he said, "Certainly you called me." "No." Third time, God called Samuel. And Samuel have been instructed by Eli to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears." That was the start of communication in Samuel's life. Now, in our reading today, Samuel listened to God. Samuel was used to listening to God, even when it flew in the face of common sense. The seven sons of Jesse, and each one, God said, "No." And Samuel heard God. Have you ever heard God? Have you ever heard the voice of God? When I was 16, I was waiting for the school bus one morning, and I was heavily addicted to nicotine, Camel and Philip Morris. And I used to sit in class chewing the tobacco out of them. And this particular morning, as I was waiting for the school bus, I heard an audible voice that just said, "Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit." And with that came conviction. I reached in my pocket, pulled out a half-empty packet of cigarettes, looked at them, screwed them up, threw them away, and was instantly set free from the addiction. Now that's a rarity, to hear the actual voice of God. But God speaks, sometimes in an audible voice. I was searching the other day for an old communion set, home communion set, that I'd bought in 1971. Now, when we moved into this house in 2012, there's still a lot of stuff that's packed in boxes, and I started going through these boxes one after the other, couldn't find this communion set. And in the back of the mind, I hear this voice saying, "Top drawer in the sideboard." Now, the sideboard, I've got a blanket box shoved up against the bottom drawer, and I've got a rack on top with phones sitting on it, and I've got a printer sitting on the blanket box. I tried everything to stop moving that blanket box. Eventually, now this was just hammering in my soul, top drawer on the sideboard. I removed the blanket box, opened the top drawer. There's the communion set. So even an old guy hears God and doesn't always take notice. But what I'd like to challenge us on this morning is to develop communication with God. Not just coming Sunday, not just praying morning and night, but I challenge you to make a sacrifice of prayer. Set aside times during the day when you come before God, not just to talk to God, but to listen and hear what God wants to say to you. You will develop a growing relationship. I can guarantee it. Because you're developing communication. May God bless you.